Am I in the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
John, I got you.
John, I got you. Do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touched. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say a tag grounded, I don't trust these ceilings. Spread a crushing nose, and I'm on your air. Highest necks on the cloud, am I in the air? Sunday night's prime time, I flex my better. Voltron transformed to DX Don Mega. And off scene, you probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, how short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about, I tune in and tune the rest out. Don, you gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, what is going down, everybody? Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega. I'm your host, and I'm so happy that you're here to join me tonight for season 26, episode 29, Meg Mayhem. That's right. We're going to be talking the Meg 2, the Trench, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Mutant Mayhem. And of course, we're going to be talking all the news that has dropped in the last week or so. Even though I'm starting to see that news get a little slimmer and slimmer and slimmer, as long as these strikes continue to happen, we have no new TV shows or movies going into production. Things get light some days, you know, but we still got plenty to talk about, and I'm happy that you're here to join me. We're going to be breaking down everything in that world of television, movies, non-spoiler reviews from August 2nd to today, August the 8th, all right? So let's jump right on into it. Like I said, I got two non-spoiler movie reviews for you guys, and I'm going to start off with Meg 2, The Trench. Now, I was very excited for this movie because I had a ton of fun with the original film. When the Meg came out and it had Jason Statham and he was kicking ass with a shark, I was like, this is right up my alley. I love cheesy shark movies, man. It all started at a young age with Jaws. And of course, it continued throughout the years with like things like Deep Blue Sea and other things like that. I'm just a sucker for these type of movies, man. So the Meg comes out a couple years ago, becomes a big hit, and it was a lot of fun. So then, you know, it gets greenlit for a sequel, and we're back, baby, with The Trench. And when the first trailer came out, I really enjoyed it because what it seemed like the trailer was doing was that it was saying, you know what, we knew the first movie was pretty cheesy, but it tried to take itself a little seriously, so we're going to really lean into the cheese in this new one, and we're going to go super over the top, right? Because it's The Trench, and The Trench is going to open, and we're going to get all kinds of crazy creatures that come out the trench, and we're going to have a lot of fun, right? Unfortunately, there's not a lot of fun to be had here. I was pretty disappointed with Meg 2. Definitely nowhere near as good as the first movie. And I'll say I've seen some people say they enjoyed this one more. I can't tell you that, you know, and I went with my good pal Geeky Pat and he absolutely hated this movie. I wouldn't say I hated it. I thought it was just okay. My problem with this movie is that it's almost 2 hours long, and in the trailer they promised me not one, not two, but three Megalodon sharks, right? The sharks are not in this movie very much, and that's not really a spoiler. I'm just giving you a warning. The sharks aren't in it very much. All hell breaks loose in the last 20 minutes of this movie, and that was when I was having fun, right? The last 20 minutes of this film gave me what I wanted for the whole 2 hours. And there's moments sprinkled in here and there, but overall, this movie just becomes a generic action movie, and it's not quite about the sharks anymore. Like I said, there's some good scenes and there's some good stuff going on. They go down to the trench and that whole scene kind of getting down there and what happens and kind of, you know, leads to the events is cool. But like I said, it becomes just generic action movie A, rather than the Meg 2. And that's a bummer because, like I said, when all hell's going crazy with the sharks and with, you see it in the trailers, like a Kraken, right? When all that stuff's going down, it's a really fun movie. There is fun to be had and some good action to see. But at the end of the day, there's just not enough of it. So I would give Meg 2 The Trench 2 out of 5 sharks. All right. It was just okay for me at best. And then my second movie here became family movie time over at the movies. I took my daughter to go see the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem, right? I'll be honest. I mean, you've been listening to me for any amount of time. I always talk about, like, it's hard for me with animated movies. I just don't care for animated very much. It just comes off very kiddie to me, even though I know we've gotten better here and there, right? I get surprises from time to time, like Spider-Verse and things like that. Absolutely love it. You know, the last decade brought us 2 live-action Ninja Turtles movies, and I dug those, right? I like the realism. I like seeing the turtles fight in real life. And when I found out that they were going to be making this Mutant Mayhem and then Seth Rogen was involved, I was super, super excited. And then I found out it was going to be animated, and I was like, oh, man, like, that's a bummer. But, you know, the trailer was really good. And the people that went to see it on the early showings gave really good feedback. You know, even my buddy Friggins and my buddy Peeps, they really loved it. So I was excited to go check it out and hope for the best, right? And I'll tell you, the movie pays off. It is fantastic. This is a really good movie. It does pay off almost like a Spider-Verse. It's got some adult humor. It's got, you know, a really great soundtrack, but the kids that play the turtles have so much heart, and you feel like they're brothers and you really jive with them. The voice acting is incredible. You know, and there's so many voices. Jackie Chan, I think, steals the show as Splinter. The kids are great as the turtles. You got, you know, John Cena in there as Rocksteady, Seth Rogen as Bebop, Ice Cube, amazing job as Superfly. I mean, Paul Rudd is in this thing, Maya Rudolph, Rose Byrne. There's so many names, man. I could sit here all day reading off names because the voice cast is stacked. But this movie was great, man. You know, it is an origin story of sorts. They kind of bypass really quick. Hey, this is what happened. The ooze went down to the sewer, right? And the Ninja Turtles. But, you know, Splinter's backstory has changed up a little bit. And then him kind of teaching the turtles and how they became ninjas. And then them getting into the real world and really finding their place because they're so afraid of the human world. But then there's these other mutants and feeling like you fit in, but then not fit in. The story was great. The humor is great. The animation was really cool. I loved it, guys. Now, we talked about it, I think, on last week's show or maybe 2 weeks ago that everybody loves this Mutant Ninja Turtles, so they want to expand this franchise. They're going to be doing a 2-season show that'll air on Paramount Plus, and that will be events that take place between this movie and the sequel. So we have already greenlit the sequel, but we're going to do 2 seasons of the show first on Paramount Plus and then part 2 of the movie. So I love that there's a big plan to build out this universe. I love that we'll get some stuff on Paramount Plus. And yeah, big thumbs up here. I would give Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem 4 out of 5 half shells. Really, really dug it. Over on the TV side, there's really not much new that I got into. You know, on last week's episode, I reviewed 9 different television shows, so I'm still binging a lot of TV right now, so nothing really new. Only thing I wanted to shout out is that the show Physical with Rose Byrne over on Apple TV Plus has just come back for its 3rd and final season. Apple TV Plus dropped the first 2 episodes last week. I really like this show. It's a very interesting show, so I just wanted to shout it out that it's back for season 3, which is also its final season. So curious to see how they wrap up this season of Physical. So check that out over on Apple TV Plus. All right, guys, that's all I got for you on the review side. Let's get on over to the box office. Let's see how things shook out. Coming in number 10, it was Elemental. Number 9 was Indiana Jones and the Dial of Destiny. Number 8 was Talk to Me. Number 7, Mission Impossible Dead Reckoning Part 1. Number 6, Sound of Freedom. Number 5, Haunted Mansion. Number 4, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Mutant Mayhem. 28 mil coming in at number 4. Number 3, Oppenheimer with 29 mil. Number 2, it got edged out. A lot of people thought it wasn't going to, but it did it. The Meg. That's right. Meg 2, The Trench. Coming in at number 2 with $30 million, so just etching on by Oppenheimer right there. And number 1, once again for the third week in a row, it's Barbie. Come on, Barbie. Only dropping 43% from week 2 to week 3, bringing in another $53 million, which is excellent in a third week. And the movie, of course, has crossed the $1 billion mark. Yeah, it crossed $1 billion, guys, in just 14 days. Incredible. It is Warner Brothers' fastest movie to $1 billion. It's the first $1 billion movie with a female director. Very, very cool here. And just in the U.S., the movie is coming in on 500 mil. So just doing incredible work. Now, I do want to point out something, that Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles actually came out on a Wednesday. So if you count Wednesday through the weekend, the movie made $43 million. I've seen a lot of people say, how the hell did Meg 2 beat out Ninja Turtles? And my point is very easy here. Ninja Turtles came out on a Wednesday. I mean, it did. Like, when you stretch out a movie and you put it out early, it makes the weekend lower. It's just math, right? Like, people are able to go see it on Wednesday, Thursday. Whereas, you know, when it's a weekend movie, they can't see it until Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So, you know, Meg 2 only made $2 million more than Ninja Turtles over the 3-day weekend. So when you factor in the extra couple days, I mean, Ninja Turtles made more money. So it made $13 million more money than Meg 2 did. So I just wanted to point that out, because I have had several people reach out to me and talk on Twitter and stuff about how could Meg 2 make more money? And I'm like, it's very simple. It was the same thing when Mission Impossible came out the beginning of July. You know, it came out on a Wednesday. And then when the weekend numbers came out, they were like, it only made 50 mil over the weekend. It's like, yeah, because it came out on a Wednesday, and it's already made like $90 million when you factor that all in together. So always keep that in mind if a movie opens before Friday. So that's your box office, guys. Let's get on over to our news of the week and break this baby down. If you've been waiting to check out Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3, it is now officially streaming on Disney Plus. So make sure you go check that one out. Love that movie. I bought it, so I have not watched it on Disney Plus yet, but it is available on the IMAX ratio on Disney Plus, which is pretty cool right there. Speaking of pretty cool, we want to shout out people like George Clooney and his wife, Matt Damon and his wife, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively, all donating over $1 million each to the SAG-AFTRA Foundation Emergency Assistance Program. The Rock was the first one to step up and do it, and it's great to see all these other celebrities stepping up and doing their thing as well. In some really head-scratching news, Gal Gadot was doing some press for her new Netflix movie, Heart of Stone, and they brought up Wonder Woman, of course, and she said, you know what? From what I heard, James Gunn and Peter Safran is that we're going to develop Wonder Woman 3 together. So all these articles started going, you know, Gal Gadot's still going to be Wonder Woman, and they're working on Wonder Woman 3 with James Gunn and everybody. Guys, I don't believe for a second, really, that Gal Gadot is still going to be Wonder Woman in this new James Gunn universe. I think it's very, very obvious and apparent that we're rebooting this universe. We no longer have Henry Cavill. We no longer have Ben Affleck. Obviously, Ezra Miller is going to be out. We're rebooting, guys. I don't see keeping any of these pieces. Definitely not a Wonder Woman 3. The DCEU is done. So I don't know if this was from an early discussion, and that's why she says, from what I've heard, and maybe she's just wrong. Maybe this is just her trying to say, hey, I still want to do this. I don't know. I really don't know, but I don't see it happening. I really, really don't. The only thing I can see happening out of this is maybe her staying on as like some kind of executive producer or something to work with Gunn on a new Wonder Woman, but I can't see it being her. And I definitely don't think we're getting a Wonder Woman 3, as, you know, after Aquaman 2 comes out in Christmas time, we're done. The DCU is done, and we're moving on. So, yeah, we'll keep you posted on that one, but that was some news that started floating around a couple days ago. We have the trailer for The Good Mother, which is Hilary Swank's new thriller that's coming soon. Netflix delaying 6 movies into 2024, including Damsel, Lift, and Spaceman. That's right. I told you last week or the week before that we're starting to see more and more delays, and now it's even hit Netflix. 6 of their films that were originally going to come out this year have been delayed. One of them is Lift, a new heist thriller directed by F. Gary Gray, starring Kevin Hart, which was originally supposed to be released this month on August 25th. It has now been delayed to January 12th, 2024. Damsel is a fantasy film starring Millie Bobby Brown and Angela Bassett. That's been delayed to 2024. It was supposed to come out in October. A Family Affair, which is a romantic comedy starring Zac Efron, Joey King, Nicole Kidman, Liza Koshy, and Kathy Bates, was originally supposed to come out in November, and now it's been delayed to 2024. And Players, which will also be delayed to next year. New York sports writer Mac, played by Gina Rodriguez, has spent years devising successful hookup plays with best friend Adam, played by Damon Wayans Jr., and their crew. When she expectedly falls head over heels for one of her targets, played by Tom Ellis, they must all learn what it takes to go from simply scoring to playing for keeps. And then we have Shirley, which is a biopic about Shirley Chisholm, starring Regina King. That has been pushed back. Another movie getting pushed back is Spaceman, a science fiction drama starring Adam Sandler as the Czech Republic's first astronaut. So all of these movies were supposed to come out this year, and they've all been bumped to 2024. Even though George A. Romero has passed away, one of his last films he wanted to make was Twilight of the Dead. And it sounds like this movie has been crowdfunded, and they're going to go ahead and make it. They got a director, and they hope to film it before the end of the year, obviously pending these strikes. But yes, they are going to make Twilight of the Dead, so very cool there. Congratulations to Special Ops Lioness, which has become Paramount Plus's most watched global series premiere. Love hearing it. I like this show a lot, so definitely check it out on Paramount Plus if you haven't, with Zoe Saldana, Special Ops Lioness. Scream 7 looks like it will be directed by Happy Death Day director Christopher Landon. He'll be coming in and taking over for the team that did Scream 5 and 6, and he'll come in and do 7, which is awesome. I love Happy Death Day, and I'd be very curious to see a new take on this franchise from another director. We have the hilarious trailer for Slaughterhouse. That's right. It is a new sloth slasher movie. Yes, I'm not making this up. Nature is the slow killer. It is a hilarious trailer of this little sloth just killing people. I'll definitely be checking this out on streaming when it hits. Slaughterhouse. Skydance is developing a new Mike Hammer movie based on the iconic Mickey Spillane detective. Bill Mayer says that he's met with director Larry Charles about maybe doing a sequel to Religious 2. So looking to step up and do another one of those. Zack Snyder talking about doing a new director's cut for Sucker Punch. I would be totally down to see what he could do with that. That would be awesome. Movie studios did meet with the Writers Guild on Friday, and it doesn't look like anything really came out of those discussions, so we're still going to sit on that there. Angus Cloud, who we talked about passing away last week, he will appear in 3 upcoming films that he already had shot before he passed away, so cool to see that he's got more projects down the line. Lin-Manuel Miranda is adapting a stage musical version of The Warriors, which is the 1979 cult action thriller directed by Walter Hill. So there you go. May is going to be developing it into a musical for the stage. Jenny Han's teen drama, The Summer I Turned Pretty, has been renewed for season 3 over on Amazon Prime Video. 1 week before the originally scheduled August 10th return of Rap Shit, Max has delayed the comedy series. The second season will now debut on November 9th. Apple TV Plus has canceled City on Fire after just 1 season. We have the trailer for The Kill Room starring Uma Thurman and Samuel L. Jackson. This is a new crime thriller. This movie looks super low budget, and I'll tell you, there's not many trailers I shut off. I shut this trailer off. I started to watch it, and it was such a horribly put together trailer that about halfway through, I just got out of it and was like, I can't do it. It was so bad, man. And I love Samuel Jackson. I like Uma Thurman. This trailer was horrible. Horrible, horrible, horrible. Rumor had came out last week that Jack Quaid was going to be playing Johnny Storm. That has been debunked. It sounds like... who was it? Oh, man, now I'm spacing that dude's name from Stranger Things. Joseph Quinn. That's who. So somebody was saying, like, yeah, they got the initials mixed up, right? Jack Quaid, Joseph Quinn, JQ. So maybe Joseph Quinn from Stranger Things might actually be Johnny Storm, even though it's not confirmed, but it is not Jack Quaid. But one thing that is supposedly as much confirmed as we can be, from what the sources are saying, this is like 99% confirmed. Vanessa Kirby will be playing Sue Storm in the Fantastic Four movie. And I'm over the moon about this. I am in love with Vanessa Kirby. I love her, love her, love her. And I've been waiting for her. You know, the biggest movie she's been in has been the Mission Impossible movie. She was in Hobbs and Shaw. She played Jason Statham's sister in that. But she does a lot of low-key kind of films, and I want her to be in a big blockbuster and really be more of a lead because she's always been kind of a secondary character. I love her so much, and I love this news because she was rumored a long time ago for this role, and I was like, perfect, right? Her and Jodie Comer were early, early rumors for Sue Storm, and I love both of those. But very happy to see if Vanessa Kirby does in fact get it, which the rumors are stating too right now. So awesome, awesome stuff. Final Destination 6 is ready to go once the actor's strike ends. So very excited about this. Love the Final Destination series. So glad to hear that that is back on track. A new show called Office Race will be premiering soon. It is led by Joel McHale. It's a new Comedy Central movie. That's coming. Yeah, I don't have an official release date yet, but it is coming soon. Office Race, starring Joe McHale. We have the trailer for Who is Aaron Carter, which previews Netflix's new action thriller series. We have the trailer for Dix the Musical. Yes, I'm not making that up. Just check it out if you like. Maggie Gyllenhaal is reportedly directing Christian Bale in a Bride of Frankenstein remake over on Netflix. This is just a rumor, not confirmed yet, but that is what's going around. Aquaman the Lost Kingdom is expected to keep its December release date. We talked, I think, on last week or the week before show about possible pushback from Warner Brothers due to the strike. So it sounds like for now it will stay where it needs to be. Cobweb, which is a new horror movie produced by Seth Rogen, starring Lizzie Kaplan and Anthony Starr, is going to be hitting Blu-ray and digital in September. Pixar's Elemental arrives on digital in August, and DVD and Blu-ray in September, and probably Disney Plus in October. CBS's fall 2023 schedule. We have premiere dates for Yellowstone, SEAL Team, Ghost, and more. We'll see what they got left, man, because a lot of shows haven't even started their new seasons and this strike hit. So, yeah. Like I said, WGA and the AMPTP did meet, but no new negotiations have been set yet. As we go into August, we have everything coming and going to all your favorite streamers. The Super Mario Brothers movie is now streaming on Peacock. We talked about Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 on Disney Plus. Wes Anderson's Asteroid City will premiere this week, this Friday, August 11th, over on Peacock. And we have a full list of all your favorite movies coming and going, so make sure you check that out. Mark Margolis from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul has passed away at the age of 83. So very sad. It's always very, very sad. I hate that almost on every week's show we got to talk about a passing. It really bums me out. Let's see here. A Monopoly movie is in the works following the Lionsgate and E1 merger. So how they will do that, who the hell knows? Director of The Incredible Hulk says if they would have moved forward with the MCU sequel, he would have had Grey Hulk and Red Hulk and a whole bunch more. So, but, you know, woulda, shoulda, coulda. We have the trailer for King of Killers, which previews Frank Grillo's new action movie. A Talk to Me prequel has already been shot and will feature some unique storytelling. So very, very interesting. So we'll see what ends up happening there. Let's see here. I'm trying to see some kind of prequel to the hit horror movie that's based on the opening sequence. And then breaking news, as of today, A24 has officially announced a sequel has been greenlit to Talk to Me. So we're going to get a prequel and a sequel. So get ready for lots more Talk to Me. I haven't had a chance to see this movie yet. I hope to see it soon. We will have to wait and see. But I'm very, very excited here. To check it out, because I've heard nothing but good things. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark sequel is still in development, so keep your eyes peeled for that. Kevin Smith is set to shoot his new film, The 430 Movie, as he has been given a SAG waiver, so he'll be able to move forward with that. Filmmaker Greta Gerwig and all the stars of the movie do not have deals to come back for a sequel, and of course, with the strikes, negotiating has made it very, very difficult. So we'll have to wait and see what ends up happening there with that. Let me see here. We found out, big surprise to me, we're getting a second season of I Am Groot. That's right, the little animated shorts that debuted last year on Disney Plus is coming back for 5 more new shorts, and we're gonna see what Groot has been up to, man. Baby Groot. So Marvel Studios I Am Groot season 2 will premiere on September 6th, which is National Tree Day, over on Disney Plus. And we have the little trailer and we have the poster for I Am Groot season 2, so check those out if you're interested. Let's see here. Talked about Barbie, we talked about Talk to Me, we talked about the box office, and so sorry, I'm just flipping through some notes here. David Ayer saying that the interest in his cut being shown seems real and organic, and James Gunn has told him that when it's that it would have its time to be shared. So, you know, David Ayer saying, man, we're gonna let him launch his new DC universe with no more drama about old projects, but he's making it seem like James Gunn said at some point we will drop the air cut of the Suicide Squad, which is pretty damn cool, man. So hopefully we will get it, just like the Snyder Cut. Disney's live-action remake of The Little Mermaid will finally arrive on Disney Plus over on September 6th. So get ready in just about a month to see The Little Mermaid if you haven't seen it yet. Jeopardy! Season 4 will use repeat questions and contestants due to the writer's strike, and they will increase runner-up winnings. I like that. We have the teaser trailer for The Nun 2. We got Ahsoka character posters, which debuts here pretty soon. The Gold is coming soon to Paramount Plus, starring Dominic Cooper. It's a new drama series, so keep an eye out for that. Creature Commandos is going to debut in 2024. A Quiet Place 3 update from Emily Blunt. She basically says, hey, if we're going to do a trilogy, we got to have John Krasinski involved. We got to have Cillian Murphy involved. And if everybody's involved, then let's do it. So that's the status right now. It's kind of a trilogy of them or nothing. No Hard Feelings is going to be hitting digital and Blu-ray and DVD next month. So keep your eyes out for that. And some sad news again, William Friedkin, the Oscar-winning director of The French Connection and The Exorcist, who was once one of the most admired directors to emerge from a wave of brilliant filmmakers to make their mark in the 70s, has passed away, 1935 to 2023. So very sad news there once again on another passing here in Hollywood. Series regular Alexa DeVallos will not be returning to season 5 of CBS's FBI Most Wanted. So, yeah, she will not be returning there. Taylor Swift leads the VMA nominations with 8, followed by 6 for SZA. And we have the full list of the VMA nominations if you'd like to check that out. We have the trailer for Fair Play, which is Alden, I always mess up his last name, Alden Ehrenreich and Phoebe Dynevor. Who go at each other's throats in Netflix's new erotic thriller. DJ Casper also passed away today at the age of 58. He's the guy that did the cha-cha slide. To the left, to the right. Work it out down there, y'all. Turn it up. You can't go to a wedding and not hear the cha-cha slide. So very sad to hear of DJ Casper's passing. David Harbour says that Creature Commandos is wildly funny, so I'm glad to hear that he's stoked on it. He also says that they were working on a script for Violent Night 2 before the writer's strike, so everything's on pause right now, but they are looking to get that one done pretty quick once everything's back up and running. Sonic the Hedgehog 3 will begin filming without actors during its strike, so they're going to go ahead and film most of the scenes they need where they can fill in CGI later, so I like that. We have the trailer for Sitting in Bars with Cake, which is Prime Video's new Yahya Shahidi-led comedy. So I like that right there. So we'll see how she turns out in something that's not from the Blackish universe. We have the trailer for All Fun and Games, starring Asia Butterfield. It's a new horror movie that he did. Archer gets its final season trailer. Of course, FX will be the last season for the FX comedy, so check out the first trailer for the last batch of episodes. We have the trailer for The Changeling, which is Lakeith Stanfield's new Apple TV Plus horror fantasy series. I really dug this trailer. It comes out in September, and I'll be definitely checking this one out. How to Train Your Dragon live-action movie has been delayed due to the writer's strike. Congratulations to Insidious The Red Door, which has become the biggest horror movie of 2023 so far. And congratulations to Hidden Strike, which is the new Jackie Chan, John Cena movie that a trailer a couple months ago came out of nowhere, right? This trailer dropped with this action movie with John Cena and Jackie Chan. And I was like, where the hell did this movie come from, right? I've been doing this show for a long time. I never reported on a movie called Hidden Strike starring Jackie Chan and John Cena. So I was like, what is this trailer? And it looked kind of low-budgety, looked like something that wouldn't really be in theaters. But it said, the trailer said, in theaters this year. And then we heard nothing. And then all of a sudden, very, very quietly, a couple weeks ago, turn on Netflix. And there it is, Hidden Strike on Netflix. Became the number one movie of the week. And then this week, number one movie of the week again for 2 weeks in a row. It is a Netflix hit. Ladies and gentlemen, and I found out they shot this movie in 2018. It's been sitting on a shelf for 5 years. No reason why. Is it a distribution thing? Who knows? But they filmed this movie in 2018, and it's just been sitting on a shelf. Netflix buys the rights to it, and now they have a surprise hit on their hands. Biggest number one movie for them. 2 weeks in a row. Congratulations, Jackie Chan and John Cena. Check out Hidden Strike, which I still need to. I do want to see this movie. I keep forgetting about it. Got to get on Netflix and check that one out. Maybe I'll pop it on tonight. But yeah, very, very excited for them on that. And that is your number one movie on Netflix. And that is our show for the night. So keeping it nice and tight right at 30 minutes is awesome. So let's do some shout outs, guys. AmIOnTheAir.com is our official webpage. Make sure you bookmark that. You got everything you need right there on AmIOnTheAir.com. Make sure you share it out to your friends and family. Make sure you like us on Facebook at facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at AmIOnTheAir, or should I say X? Follow us on X at AmIOnTheAir. Follow us on Threads at AmIOnTheAir. You can follow me directly at DX.Mega on X and on Threads. And of course, make sure you subscribe to the podcast. Subscribe, guys, so you always get the new episodes when they drop. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, Spreaker, Stitcher, TuneIn. We're on everything, guys. Make sure you check that out. Make sure you follow us on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. Just simply Am I on the Air. Follow along. We do video reviews over on our TikTok page. I share them on the Instagram, so make sure you check that out as well. And thank you to our great affiliates at Red Dragons Radio and the Pop Culture Pros. Make sure you follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio, reddragonsradio.com. Make sure you follow popculture_pros. And thank you to both those websites for always streaming our show on demand. We really appreciate it. And on that note, that'll be it for me this week. I am going to an advanced screening of Strays tomorrow. I almost held off doing this show one more day just to be able to talk about it, but I'll probably do a quick bite maybe, and then we'll talk about it on next week's show. But yeah, I'm going to see an early screening of Strays, the new dog movie with Will Ferrell that just, I think it looks hilarious. So excited to see that a couple weeks early. And then we'll see what comes out this weekend. We'll see what TV shows we get into, and we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. So take care of yourselves and each other. And until next time, y'all, peace.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening.
Red Dragons!
Red Dragons!